For the second time in about 5 months, Representative David Stringer of Prescott's 1st Legislative District made racist comments to a crowd. This time, his words were recorded and released to the media, and now calls for his resignation are rolling in. House Speaker-elect Rusty Bowers has stripped him of a committee chairmanship. The Phoenix New Times obtained a recording of Representative Stringer making new racist remarks last week.
Yes, now, Ben Franklin thought Germans were white. Second or third generation, everybody looks the same, everybody talks the same, but that's not the case with African Americans and other racial groups because they don't melt in, they don't blend in, they always look different.
Should
they
do?
Irish.
Why does looking different matter?
I don't know.
It does.
The taped comments are similar to his June speech at the Yavapai County Republican Men's Forum, where he explains his views that minorities don't blend in, quote, there are not enough white kids to go around. For more on this controversy, we're joined via Skype by Katie Campbell. She covers the State House of Representatives for the Arizona Capital Times. Hey, Katie.
Good morning.
So this seems like a pretty big deal. I mean, it seems like Representative Stringer again has said things he shouldn't have said. And how are his colleagues responding?
Not well, as you might expect. The Arizona House Representatives and the Arizona Legislature as the state is a diverse place. And there's, already been calls for more ideas and welcoming new ideas from the Democratic side. And those individuals in particular are very disappointed with what they've heard from Representative Stringer, because he's also been one of the representatives they've been able to have talks with about criminal justice reform, something important to the Democrats and to Representative Stringer. And comments like these seem to be getting in the way.
And in fact, the committee that he is no longer the chairman of deals with prison reform, sentencing reform, things like that. Is there any sense that he may step down or he may say something or do something as a result of this second controversy?
Well, he's already been removed from that committee you just mentioned on sentencing and recidivism reform, something he's wanted for a very long time and worked towards. He was asked to resign as the chairman of that committee by House Speaker-elect Rusty Bowers, and he did. He's been removed from the committee entirely. He does, however, still sit as vice chair on House Judiciary Committee. At this time, that doesn't seem to be changing. But as far as him, saying something publicly about whether he made a mistake here, I've not heard from him, and I don't quite see any signs of that at this point.
Wow. Okay. So, Katie, this was not, like we said, the first time that he said something like this. The last time he met with civil rights leader in town, Jarrett Maupin, and had a quote-unquote summit on this. Why is there fallout now? What was the fallout like then, I guess?
Well, there was similar fallout then. In fact, there were calls for him to resign from many prominent Republicans, the governor included, as well as the AZ GOP chairman, Jonathan Lyons. They said that there was absolutely no room for this kind of talk at the state legislature, at the state level. And now he's met with similar requests for him to resign. Like I said, House Speaker Rusty Bowers asked for him to step down as chairman of that House committee. And now there are calls that saying that that's not enough, that he should be removed from all committees, and that he again should consider or should simply resign.
Katie, Representative Stringer was, of course, just reelected less than a month ago. And there was some talk before the election that the comments that he had made previously probably wouldn't hurt him in the election in that district. And it turns out that they did not seem to because he was reelected. Do we have any sense of what some of the folks up in the first district in the Prescott area think about this? Have we heard anything from any elected leaders up there, constituents up there?
Well, from what I've heard this morning, it looks like the folks in Prescott are also calling for him to resign. Those include the mayor, I believe, in a story this morning. At the time in June, when his first comments were made public, the Yavapai GOP chairman, I believe, also called on him to step down, saying his comments have no place on the political arena. But as you said, the voters seem to disagree. They voted him back into office. And then as now, folks have commented that maybe these comments don't really have a negative impact with voters there. Not to say anything about them at large, but maybe these are viewpoints that they possibly could share, or maybe immigration is a topic that resonates with those folks and he maybe aligns with how they see things.
All right. The Prescott City Council is going to vote on that tomorrow, so we will wait and see what happens. We are joined. That's Katie Campbell, who joined us via Skype, House reporter for the Arizona Capital Times. Katie, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.